This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We're starting a new project today, chatting with city leaders from across the region, and one of the cities that we, of course, want to highlight is Carbondale. Carbondale Mayor Mike Henry, as well as City Manager Gary Williams, both in studio. Not much of an agenda as we kind of kick this thing off, but a lot of people are talking about the rebuilding effort in Carbondale, whether it's infrastructure or new businesses or just the effort to try to rebuild some relationships. Mayor, is this something that's a conscious effort? You're really trying to do this rebuilding?
Well, it really is, and it's something that I campaigned about, and knowing that we need to revitalize our downtown, and as I was campaigning, that study was being finished, and I wanted to see the recommendations implemented. And as I came on board, my theme was, we may not be sure if some things work, but let's try things and see if they do. If they don't, we can amend them, try them again, or do something different. And fortunately, with lots of things, and rebuilding includes rebuilding relationships with the university, between the university and the city, I was very, very interested in that. I've been here, I graduated from SIU in 72 and stayed here to raise my family, and sort of had a perfect storm because the mayor was very interested in this. President Dunn and Interim Chancellor Caldwell were both very interested in doing this, as was our Chamber of Commerce. So it's worked out very well. We meet once a month and exchange ideas and let each other know what issues we're having. And then we also see each other at lots of things. We did chat with the Chancellor, was hosted in City Hall this week.
Sure. I know there are still a lot of challenges facing the city. Are you seeing, in your mind, progress where you want to see progress, and then where are the next challenges?
Well, the progress is definitely there. We, at this city council meeting last week, we approved some the relocation monies to fund the relocation of our power lines and other utility lines downtown. Our goal is to get that revitalization almost complete before the eclipse comes up, and that will run all along Illinois Avenue from Mill Street all the way up to Cherry Street or Walnut Street.
That eclipse is a big deal for the
city.
So
that is a big deal. It's since as long as I can remember, we've been talking about doing that, and we've done little things here and there. But again, perfect storm. Mr. Williams, our city manager that we hired right after I was on board, is all about that, and has brought a lot of resources. His history is in construction, so as construction manager, so he understands a lot of these things, and is able to move forward. We got the bids out, and we're going to do that. So you also notice that the old I call it the Holiday Inn, but Horizon Inn is gone. We put out requests for proposals to tear that down and put something new there. Almost a year ago now, and we just got no response from it. The billing was too much to take on. So we used money from our reserves to fund that, and just over $500,000 it took to do it, and it's almost ready to plant grass on now. And that's the single project we've done that so many people have talked to the manager and I about it. That's the first thing they bring up. It's so good to see it gone. And then coincidentally, right across the street, we had a gas station been closed for a couple of years, and it's going to be a brand new one of Casey's signature stores. So
sure.
All those make a difference.
Sure. Gary Williams, you're the city manager, working a lot of times behind the scenes on a lot of these projects. I assume there are still, irons in the fire, things that are happening. But the progress that you're seeing within the city, is it moving in the direction that you think it ought to go?
Yeah, and it... A lot of the projects the mayor was just talking about, those are, they're very impactful, and they're things that people, they see it, and they see progress, and they're great stories, and they generate a lot of buzz and momentum to have other kinds of development projects happen. But what's also exciting, you don't see as much of, but we see it, is part of that revitalization is we've worked a lot on community development and repairing relationships in the community, creating new relationships. And the mayor talked about the relationships with SIU, and it's really strong, and we all know each other. I think we're all on the same page. We have the same vision, I think, for the city, the university, and the region, for that matter. But we've also done a lot of work behind the scenes in the last year of trying to organize neighborhoods end of last year, the mayor and I and the police chief and some other staff have, we've been working with a group of pastors from Northeast side of about 11 African-American churches, and bringing those guys together and, you know, talking about ways that that we can, you know, be a better resource to their community, you know, to their parishioners and their congregations. And, you know, that ended in, we had a community fest in October that we did collaboratively. And we try to do more of these types of things, where just outreach efforts, where we're doing, you know, meet the mayor, the chat with the chancellor started last week. We, you know, we have a podcast that's going to be coming up. So again, it's just ways to connect all the dots in the community. And those are things you don't often see, you know, right away. They're not really visible, but they're very impactful as well.
Of course, lots more that we have to talk about than we have time to talk. But I appreciate both of you coming in. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.
This is WSIU.